لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى من اقتفى أثره واتبع سنته ومنهجه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم لا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يحرم هذه الجباه الراكعة الساجدة عن النار وأن يبيضها يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه ونجعلهم ممن يؤتون كتابهم بيمينهم إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. اللهم آمين. The good thing about these few minutes that we gather here on the weekend, on these 3 days, that after every time we're almost finishing a book that it is chosen from our scholars. Of course, not any book on the shelf is a good book to read unless you know who is the author and what is the aqidah of the author. This is very important. So in the long run, inshallah, maybe we'll finish in a year a book or two or three. It all adds up to our bank of knowledge. This is very important because we do not want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with little knowledge as the time is running out of our control. Can we try to control these kids here? I always have a preference about Salah and kids, and because the kids are for my good brothers here, and I don't want to say something to embarrass anybody. But really, the kids, if they cannot understand, you know, the meaning being in a masjid, I think washing up and giving him a nice shower and put him to sleep before he comes to Isha, this is the best solution. At least that's what I do. Because coming here sometimes it causes distraction and sometimes it kind of gets me off track here. So inshallah, may Allah bless him and bless all our children, inshallah. So back to what we started yesterday about chapter number 24, which is Al-Iman. We talked about the Iman. And we said the iman increase and decrease in everyone's heart, and we all agreed that every Muslim is a mu'min, correct?
Yes.
Every Muslim is a mu'min, yeah. I'm trying to
want you
here, you know, seriously. Every Muslim is a mu'min, or every mu'min is a Muslim. Every mu'min is a Muslim, but not every Muslim is a mu'min. And why is that? And we said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you know, قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم تصديقا للكتاب to support the book that the iman in everybody is like a bank, increase and decrease, and our job is to increase it. Exactly. So we need to go from the middle circle to the inner circle, which is what circle is that? The circle of what?
More than
Ihsan. And the outside circle of Iman, consider the
Islam. Out.
No. Outside of Iman is the circle of
Islam.
So there is the middle one, which is the Iman. Mm-hmm. There is a higher and there is a lower. The higher is Ihsan and the lower is Islam. And after Islam,
it's
space. Okay, so we will go from there, inshallah. The space. May Allah keep us away from the space. And our job is to increase here, inshallah. So we stopped here, inshallah. We'll continue from there, inshallah, on top of the page. And it's only like a little bit on this chapter. And we'll proceed right after to chapter 25 about the nation, which is a good topic to start today and maybe finish it by tomorrow, inshallah.
Inshallah.
And by the way, you know, just have a little comment. The only one really kind of fulfill my reading, which is Brother
Corey.
When he reads, you know, our problem is we read for ourselves. We need to understand when there's like they call the book club. When we read, you don't read for yourself. Like when you do work, you don't work for yourself. You work for anybody comes after you, would be easy for him to follow or her, you know, like, so you don't work for yourself. You always work expecting someone is going to come after and continue the mission. Make sense?
Yeah.
So when we read, don't read for yourself. You try to read to make others understand what you are reading and emphasize especially when there is a need for emphasizing certain things, you have to be convincing in your
argument.
Reading, right? Is there a speech class in your school, right? Something called speech class,
mm-hmm.
right? And what is the purpose of speech class?
To give speech, to have everyone listen to you.
Why?
You want to prove a point.
Exactly. Try to prove a point. And what are we trying to prove today?
Islam.
No. The education, the knowledge that we're trying to get from this gathering.
Oh.
Every time we gather a little bit information, every bit, so we try to get this, inshallah, agreed upon, inshallah, everybody is getting the message, inshallah. So let's go with it, inshallah.
This is what the author mentioned here in this statement. Intention and isabah, acting upon the sunnah. As for the one who does a sinful action through innovation, superstition, and newly invented matters, such will not be regarded as a believer. It increased with obedience. This is part of the complete definition of iman, that it increases through obedience to Allah. This is explicitly mentioned in the Quran, when Allah said, "You want to read?" وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا هُدَى, and Allah increases in guidance those who walk aright, true believers in the oneness of Allah, who fear Allah much, abstinence from all kinds of sins and evil deeds which he has forbidden. Allah also say, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُ إِيمَانًا.
زَادَتْهُمْ
إِيمَانًا.
So this is very important. How do you increase the ayat, the iman inside of your heart? When you listen to the ayat of Allah. What is the beginning of Surah Al-Anfal? Huh? I'm not at the beginning, but toward the beginning, what is Allah saying? وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Right? إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم. What's وجلت? Filled with fear. Right? Fear of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So if the fear of Allah سبحانه وتعالى contain all of our heart, then it's filled with what? Iman.
Iman,
right? And if it's filled with Iman, then what is the result? You will see the result of it on all jawarih, right?
Yes.
You see it in your, when you do things with your hand, or with your legs, or with your mouth, with your eyes, with your ears.
No.
That means everything in your limbs, it does what is what? Pleasing
Allah.
To Allah. This is when it's contained in the heart.
So repeating the ayah again, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُ إِيمَانًا.
So, تُلِيَتْ عَلَى مِنْ? To whom? Recited to whom? To the believers. To the believers. It's not to other. Because of those who have no iman and no Islam, reading to them Quran and once and twice, well, subhanAllah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he read the Quran on Abu Jahl, Umayyah ibn Khalaf and Uthman, all of them, all these leaders of Quraysh, and none of them believed. But he also recited the Quran on others, and as soon as he recited the Quran, what happened to them? And who has this hidayah from whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how much we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gathered us here today in these days, especially these days. I call it the spirit is higher than usual around us, from lightning and the holiday season. And you see these pictures outside every home, the mother and the baby, and you know, like these things. I know, subhanAllah, you know. But Isa alayhi salam, I don't think he was born in the cold, because you know when is the season for rutab, ya ahl al-rutab? So this is the land of rutab. They know exactly. So it's not in December, is it?
No.
When his verses, the Quran, are recited unto them, meaning the believers, they increase in faith. Allah also said, وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا, and then the believers may increase in faith, as this Quran is the truth. This is explicit that iman increases through obedience to Allah and decrease through disobedience, because whatever increases also decreases. It is also reported in the hadith that the one who does not detest evil with his heart has nothing of iman left beyond that word of mustard seed. indicating that iman weakened till it is like the mustard seed. It is also reported in a hadith that
أنه يخرج من النار من كان في قلبه أدنى مثقال حبة من خردل من إيمان.
He will be removed from hell whoever in his heart the like of a mustard seed of iman. So this shows that iman becomes weak till it is a mustard seed. Allah the Most High said, هم للكفر يومئذ أقرب منهم للإيمان. They were that day neither to disbelief than to faith. They had weak iman and were near to disbelief. So this indicates that iman becomes weak to the extent that its companion will be closer to disbelief. We seek refuge in Allah. This is the meaning of the author saying, it decreases till nothing is left of it. A worth of mustard seed could be left. And this will be benefit. This will benefit his companion on the day of resurrection and will be removed from hell with it. But it is its worth of mustard seed is not left, then he will be amongst the people of the fire who will abide therein forever.
Allah. So to the I don't know how much a mustard seed is. I never seen a mustard seed. Probably it's like the radish maybe. When I plant my radish in the spring. I think it's a small seed, the radish seed. So imagine someone has in their heart this radish seed or mustard seed way of iman. Allah, may Allah protect us. But again, the key is, how do we increase our iman? Through obedience. And it decreases through disobedience. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا من اللهم المطيعين لله سبحانه وتعالى وممن يزداد ربنا سبحانه وتعالى يزيدهم إيمانا ويزيد الذين اهتدوا هدى. So we'll start inshallah on 25.
Yeah, believe that the best of this ummah and all nations apart from the Prophet are Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman.
Okay, inshallah we'll read what the author said and tomorrow we'll read the commentary inshallah. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وأفضل هذه الأمة والأمم كلها بعد الأنبياء صلوات الله عليهم أجمعين أبو بكر ثم عمر ثم عثمان هكذا روي لنا عن ابن عمر قال كنا نقول ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بين أظهرنا إن خير الناس بعد رسول الله أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان ويسمع بذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا ينكره.
The author said, the best of this ummah and all ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman. This is how it was reported to us under the authority of Ibn Umar, who said, we used to say, while the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in our midst, the best of people after the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we hear it without objecting to it.
Yes. Who is missing?
Ali.
Is it mean he's excluded? In another ahadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned Ali, but did not mention the other three. So, but these three here, especially why the author is mentioning these, is because the difference is for those sects who are going too extreme with Ali radiallahu anhu. Imagine when they hear this one without the name of Ali radiallahu anhu, like we do not give any value to Ali radiallahu anhu. He is, give me some of manaqib Ali radiallahu anhu. Let's give me some manaqib. You know what manaqib means? Some of the good characteristics of Ali radiallahu anhu. Why Ali? So give me number one.
Ahlul Bayt.
Ahlul Bayt, okay. Oh, the husband of his daughter Fatima radiallahu anhu. What else? The first born. Enter Islam. Right? Awwalu sabi. He's the first. He's young. Huh? What else?
He has trust the Prophet and he left him behind. He gave the things away.
He sacrificed his life when he slept in the bed of the Prophet. What else? He was among those who the Prophet covered him and Fatima and Hassan and Hussein. Do you remember the hadith? He came with his garment and he covered them. قال اللهم هؤلاء أهل بيتي وعترتي. Huh? Whoever loved him, loved me. And who hated him, hated me. So that gives them what? A status, Ali radiallahu anhu, you know. So Ali, he has, what also known about him, he never prostrated to an idol in Jahiliyyah. He did never. And Ali radiallahu anhu, also when he fought in Badr, you know, he had a sword called Dhul Fuqar. You know, it has a sword, but it has in the front like this, like two sharp points. And among those who fought, number one, fi sabilillah, and he is the one who conquered what? Khaybar, right? Remember that the Prophet ﷺ said, tomorrow I will give this sword to someone, يحبه الله ورسوله. يحبه الله ورسوله. ويحب الله ورسوله. Meaning what? I will give this sword tomorrow to someone who is loved by Allah and His Messenger, and he loved Allah and His Messenger. And everybody was hoping to be his name, to be called. Then he said what? Aina Abu al-Hasan? Right? And he was at home. Why? Because he had a ramad. You know a ramad? Which is that, what is it? When you have this, I don't know what in Arabic, like pollen, kind of pollen allergy into the eyes, and he could not, and he could not see. You know, sometimes I don't know if you've seen it, but I have my niece. No, it kind of. If anybody was science here, maybe what I'm talking about, it kind of accumulates whatever you call it. Around the eye until it closes in.
Mucus.
Yeah. Those who are into the medical field, probably they will know. And he could not see. So the Prophet ﷺ spit in his face. On Ali's face. He spit like blue in his face. And with his, you know, from his real, you know, from his wetness of his saliva, healed. He never got it after that. And he took the sword. And when the people of Khaybar, they said that, who is holding this, who's coming to try to conquer our forces? He said, Ali, guess what? They all got scared because they know that our, in their books, it said that their forces will be conquered by someone named Ali, from the follower of the Prophet So, فتح الله عليه خيبر, رضي الله عنه وارضاه. But here, inshallah, what mean to us here, number one, صديق الأمة, the one they, that unfortunately some sects, they do not, and they say bad things about them. But this hadith said, who is after in ranking after the Prophet ﷺ, and that's who they are to us. We love them for the love of the Prophet, and love them is qurba. It gets you closer to whom? To the Prophet ﷺ, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أن يجعلنا ممن يحبهم الله ورسوله, وأن يجعلنا ممن ينفعهم الله سبحانه وتعالى. No, I'm going to start tomorrow, inshallah, the commentary, inshallah. So we'll stop here, inshallah. سبحانك الله بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. I try to maintain the time because I want the brothers to go spend time with their families too, inshallah. I don't want to hold too much. My is maximum 20 minutes, inshallah. جزاكم الله خير, inshallah. بارك الله فيك.